physician checklist. Actually, what was the other one? Physician task book and physician...
Desk guide, a description guide.
Description guide. Those are pretty lengthy documents. But I would suggest to you that this physician checklist that we're looking at cuts to the chase. And that it provides us, just at a glance, the things that we need to do. Now, for example, and we'll just go down through, it's up to you to read through all the detail, but item number one, notification and activation. Item number two, what to do prior to departing for an incident. Number three, what to do during in transit periods. And then we jump over to number four, upon arrival, what's expected. And they, we see reference here to report to the check-in for processing. Now, again, going back to this exercise that Wayne choreographed for us a little over a year ago now, for the Plaza de la Paz exercise. We actually had a table where we all checked in when we arrived. And Wayne had an interesting requirement, and that was if we didn't come with our vehicle safety inspection form filled out and completed, well, actually, if we didn't have it done, you did it there and turned in. If we didn't have the checklist done, then we couldn't participate in the exercise. Now, I'm not quite brave enough to put that requirement on us because we got so few people. But I think it's a very important point, is that upon arrival, these things are expected of us. Now, for you, Eric, you're not familiar with the vehicle safety inspection form, but it's in your packet. This is a cool form. It basically goes down through and you check off various facets of is certain things in place. Do all of the stoplights, your two stoplights work? Do your headlights work? Do your low beam lights work? Do your, and it goes through a whole sequence of questions. Personally, I found it great, and I now use it with my wife to be sure that when my wife goes out in her car, that she's safe driving around. So it's a neat form. That's a requirement. The other one is a checklist, and we'll look at it a bit later. But it basically, for your go kit, do you have everything you need for being able to be on incident? Okay, number five, obtaining a briefing from the communication center unit leader. Now, it says here ZR25, but in our case, it would probably be Charlie would be giving us the briefing, or maybe, or whomever he delegates to. And how do we, again, we said we're going to use the incident action plan. That you'll receive a document. And for those of you who participated in exercise last year that I choreographed, you'll get your field incident action plan with maps locating where the assignments might be. And then you'll learn by radio when to go from one location to another, or to go from field to EOC or EOC out to the field. So we'll have that. Number six, confirm position equipment is operating properly. Hopefully Charlie and I will have everything all set up, so you won't have to worry about that before that Saturday the 4th.
Except personal equipment.
Yeah, except personal equipment. Now, one important thing. If you haven't done VFTOM lately, you need to do it. And for Eric's sake, what is it?
V-F-T-O-M.
And by the way, and I'd add an M at the end. But anyway, what is it? Explain for our newest member, what is it?
Switch to VFO mode in your radio.
Set the frequency.
Enter the frequency.
Tone.
Enter the tone.
Mm-hmm. Offset.
Yeah. So V is
VFO.
VFO, change frequency.
F is the frequency.
F is set the frequency. O is the offset. Know how to do offsets.
T.
T is select the right tone. And M is know how to save it in memory. Now, we're going to be using numerous frequencies on May 4th. Eric, I highly recommend you take a look at our list of main frequencies, repeater frequencies, and simplex frequencies, and get them programmed in your radio. You'll be so happy you have it. It'll make your life so much easier.
Sure.
And in the process, you'll be, for everybody else, practice it. Because guess what? We're going to have some other frequencies aside from those that we'll possibly use. So, hint. Okay, now. Getting back to our checklist here, we're on page 204 of the task list. Before assuming responsibility for the position, and there's a number of things. Confirm details of all positions in the comm center. Write down tactical call signs. Tactical call signs are radios, for those who we had the exercise before, we had EOC1, EOC2, EOC3, etc. This time around, we put signs on the radios because that was a suggestion from the last time that it got confusing. But we're going to have tactical names for each radio, and you'll use it if during your shift you're assigned to it. And similarly, field op 1, field op 2. Any comments yet? Okay. Let's see. Oh, and then the very last bullet I highlighted here, document all shift changes. Okay, there's where I got the idea about having the radio log, that we need to do that, the individual log. And for the sake of the tape, that was the reference to slide 28. And Wayne, what's EOW?
End of watch.
End of watch. Okay. Is that in our glossary?
I don't know. Look at that.
Probably not.
Probably not.
No. EOC. EQ.
End of watch. Okay.
But in my defense, that wasn't on the slides either. It's in a separate document you brought up.
Okay.
It's the same.
Yep. You're good. Okay. Item number 8. During your assignment, and there's a number of things listed. Notice the very first thing I listed there is maintain a safe operating environment. And then it talks about maintaining your ICS 214. We've heard that before. Item number 9 on the checklist, prepare a strategy for timely demobilization when ordered. Okay, most of us know what to do. It's 11 o'clock, the exercise is over. We quickly get everything put away and we're out of there. So we probably won't be too formal about that. But in a real incident, it would be important. Item number 10, upon release from the incident, this is very interesting. Number one thing is to reaccomplish the vehicle safety inspection. I hadn't thought about that. But it's possible that because we've been driving all over the place, we're potentially out of gas to go home, and we couldn't be safe. And so, see the value of this checklist. It brings mind idea. Oh my gosh, yeah, I should check my vehicle before I hop in it to try to go home.
I remember in one of Wayne's classes a year ago, he said, if you have to drive off-road, don't admit it.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot that. Item number 11, during transit to home unit, number of things to look at. Maintain contact with the TravelNet. Now, one of the, I commented on this in the field training course, but one observation about having a travel net on for people going home, I really liked this idea, and it was one of the reasons that I got so turned on to ZRICS, was that I can recall an incident where we were called out to a hospital, and it was a real deal. The hospital was in trouble. We were providing emergency communication for this hospital. They had a power failure, and they had emergency lights set up everywhere, and so forth and so on. We got released at 4 o'clock in the morning, and dead tired. And it was sort of like, okay, I hope you get home safely. Was kind of the attitude. Instead of having a travel net to say, okay, Bob, K6IWA, here's your time leaving the hospital. Okay, report in when you pull in the driveway at home. I personally think that there's tremendous value in that, particularly if we're working through the night and we're dead tired. And that's probably it for the checklist. So let's now get back to our, we were on slide 30. We've taken a lot of time there. The good news is we don't have a lot of pages to cover. Let's now move on and look at slide 31. Okay, ICCS environments may or probably will require positions to work in close or closed environments. Yeah, we do feel like we're packed in like sardines in the EOC when we're busy. Preparation is key to the success in the ICC position assignments. Now, from my perspective, this gets into the have, no, do, and in particular, the no and the do. And so with that, I want you to pick the next attachment, and this is labeled slide 31, reference to slide 31 for the people listening to the tape. And it happens to be an excerpt from the Michigan Vehicle Races Aries handbook, where it shows all of the equipment, but in particular, it shows antenna coax and equipment information down toward the bottom of the page. Now, one of the reasons I pulled this out is I can recall the last exercise we had. We had a terrible time with intermod interference between our radios. Particularly, my radio, which was resource net control, was creating all sorts of problems for the other radios that were trying to listen to inbound, I think it was inbound communication from our field operators. And the reason that it occurred was that I got there early, began to set up the EOC, and I didn't realize there had been some thought given, namely the assignment of the coax to the specific radios that you see listed here, so that the antennas for various radios were separated as much as possible up on a roof. And I had just accidentally chosen